Ulinda Manganye was a Power FM, young as he is, but this man has worked with almost every radio station in Gauteng. Could you please come forward, sir? And the second one is Herman Tefo. He, as young as I thought he was, he's also been around. He's worked at Bay FM, the Eastern Cape. He's worked for Algoa FM. He's now at Prime Media doing imaging for that station there. Welcome, sir. And the last person on our panel this afternoon is Mr. Siyanda Fikelepi. Now, Mr. Fikelepi has been in the industry for a very long time, having started at Monty FM in the early 2000s, went to go work at Radio 2000, has worked at Umhlobo Wenene, and was greatly instrumental in the imaging of Radio 2000. Welcome, sir. Now, the first part of this session, we will take, it will be the panel discussion, and in the last 10 minutes, we'll take for your questions that you may have. So any questions you have, please take them, keep them, and we'll ask them at the end of the session. Now, when I think of radio, or when I think of imaging, I always say that imaging is the DNA and fiber of a station. And it is important for a station to have proper imaging. How important is imaging as you think on your stations? I think apart from that, there should always be something, a message that one should take from imaging. There has to be some connection that one makes. It's not something that is just there to fill space between songs or when you come from commercials, but there has to be some connection that you have to make. What's your take on that? We'll start this side.
Good day. From my side, from Power, the approach has always been about who do we say we are. It's about positioning. What do we say and who do we say we are to you as a listener, that every time you tune that dial to listen to Power 98.7, you have no doubt about the platform that you have tuned into. So it's a very conscious decision about how we position the station, but also the messaging that goes into the imaging itself. So we play a lot less with the fancy stuff that you hear a lot of producers use, a lot of sound effects, a lot of filtering with the voice. It's mainly about the warmth, and also, and maybe let me just qualify this a little bit, because we are not a music station. We are a talk station. So in how we do it, it's about the warmth. And if you look traditionally at what talk radio stations represent, it's about conversations. So we don't try with the imaging, we don't try to make our imaging stand out and try to compete with the content. It's part of the content. So that's how we position it all the time. So from the talent that we choose to represent the brand, the sound of the station, also to how we script the imaging and our overall production, we mirror it very closely with the content. So for instance, just to give you an example, we take a lot of our on-air content and we integrate it into the imaging. So every time you listen, you would feel if you missed something in a day, you would easily catch up with whatever content whether it's a sweeper or it's a promo, within 20 to 30 seconds, easily you'll be able to relate to whatever that would have happened in the day. So that's how we integrate our imaging into the content. So we don't stay far away from everything that goes into our content day to day.
Good afternoon, everyone. For PBS, my background is PBS Radio, which is Public Broadcasting Services. So for PBS is slightly different, in a sense that we follow what is called a thematic approach, meaning that there is a specific mandate message that is different from month to month, which you want to communicate. So from a PBS perspective, it's different in that sense. And secondly, meaning that with PBS radio compared to commercial, based on what Ulinda has just said, with PBS you want to communicate a specific message with your imaging. For an example, if it's winter, there has to be a specific message that you want or you have strategically aligned to what you want to communicate. So it's all for PBS, it's all about messaging. And one of for an example with Umhlobo Wenene, at Umhlobo Wenene we had to choose the right voice, one, and two, a voice that can articulate in the language properly. So meaning that whether it's Xhosa, it's Zulu, but their voice also plays a part in making sure that you communicate the right message correctly. And we had to do away with a lot of the sound effects. We kept our sound clean in a sense that we did away with sound effects and we worked with filters. Okay. Fortunately, we managed to get a great voice, who was a news reader. But we had to teach him how to read scripts on the different deliveries that you would want, because also for PBS, you have a fragmented programming schedule. So what you hear on breakfast show, you would not want to hear during a religious show. So it's the type of planning that you have to get into. It's just strategic thinking as to how you want your schedule to sound.
Cool. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm in a position where we do imaging for both talk and current hit radio station. So I'll focus more on, I think, music for now. So what we do at 947, we try to make the imaging stand out. I mean, you have current hits, you have funky, loud presenters. So our imaging always needs to be at the level where, even when you listen to it, same song might be playing at another radio station, but immediately when you listen to our imaging, you know who we are and what station you're listening to. But over and above that, we use imaging to complement the campaigns that we're running on the station. For example, on Friday, we launched a music event. So we had a bunch of presenters making noise, artists coming in to perform live in the studio as part of the launch. So our imaging was structured in a way that it's complementing the launch. We had throw forwards, teasers running throughout the day, keeping the energy up, letting the listeners know that we're still part of a launch day. And then the promo only started running, I think, a day later. So for 947, it's more edgy. And again, we don't use, in terms of sound effects, your impacts and wipes, we try to eliminate those as much as we can. And we rely more on the voice and the music beat underneath to keep the energy up. The guys touched on the voice, and that's very, very key. If you don't have a good voice that will deliver on what you want, then I think it will kill the whole strategy on air. Your image is not going to stand out. It's just going to sound bland. So we make sure that we brief the voice. We work a lot in spending time on getting the right delivery. For talk as well, for 702, it's more toned down, it's laid back. Again, it's the voice. Now we use both male and female. So even there as well, it's more pronounced. And we carry more information through the imaging as well. So yeah, I think I'll leave it there for now.
Okay. I think Sianda touched on it. I just want to find out what your take is on imaging for the different times of the day. Because I would imagine sometimes mornings or afternoons are a bit loud because that's the nature of the shows, but evenings are a bit toned down. But you'd find some stations, the music might have toned down, but we are still very, very loud. What's your take on imaging, creating imaging for the different times of the day, also depending on the type of show that is playing at that specific time?
Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it also goes down to the overall objective of the show. What kind of show is it? And in your lines as well, the line as the copywriters, they'll write lines that are specific to that show, and your final packaging as well. I mean, you try to be different in terms of tone, the approach. For breakfast is more upbeat, more jam-packed, edgy. For a 9 to 12, you try and tone it down. But again, for 9 to 7, we don't really break away from the energy throughout the day. But specific show feature IDs, that's where we have room to play around with. And features, yeah.
I mean, from our side, from Power, our imaging is quite consistent throughout. With the morning show, however, it's within the scripting. We use a lot of music elements in our imaging. So we integrate music, not commercial, production music, into the imaging. Again, I suppose like many other radio stations do, we integrate two station voices, so both male and female. The difference, however, with us is we made a conscious decision. Weekday, Monday to Friday, we use mainly the male voice to carry out all the talk content, right? So the production style, it will be consistent throughout with a lot of music elements. So in comparison to a 702, for instance, when you listen, all our top of the hour openers will carry a music bird. So before your presenter, so moving out of news into the actual program, all our top of the hour would carry a music bird that runs for about 2 minutes, and your presenter then would talk over that music and your engineers would fade out. The reason why we want to do that is why we did that strategically was it's not jarring in more so for talk radio. For music, it's a little bit out, and I mean, different stations obviously have different approaches to it. With us, it works in a sense, it creates a lot of flow. And we found for different shows, for instance, from morning to drive, also including the evenings, what we do is with the different types of music that we choose, it's about feel. Previously we had one talent called JJ Taban, for instance. So when we imaged his show, it was mainly around the personality, his personality. What type of music do you like? So it's if it's more funk, so the imaging would mirror his personality. It will be a lot more funkier. So if with the morning show, for instance, we look at Bob Mabena and Thabo Mdluli, what type of music do they listen to? A little bit of hip-hop. So we integrate different music feels into the different shows. With our 9 to 12, again, you have a guy called Aldrin St-Pierre. Again, we try to mirror the music choices to the personalities that we have on air. What makes us slightly different on weekends is because we switch over to music from talk. What we then do is we use our female voice to carry the weekend imaging. To get a different distinctive sound, also with how we position the sound, it's a lot more edgier for a talk radio station. But what we do differently is we still keep a very thin line that relates from music that relates back to talk. The reason why we do that, previously we've had instances where when we just launched, we being a talk radio station, breaking news, former state president, President Mandela had died. We needed to abandon the music programming and go back into talk. Now, if we had imaged our music or even our talk sound a lot more harder, it would have been a lot jarring having to abandon that and move back into talk. So we try to keep a very fine balance between talk and imaging Hence, we use a lot of music elements into our talk. And then when we move into music, it's a lot more cleaner. We don't use any music elements, just so the music can easily relate to it. But as you can integrate the two, so we switch between the two with the two voices. I don't know if that answers your question.
I think for me, it's basically what I've tried, what I've tested, and it has proven to work. Was for an example with Mhlobo Wenene, with a breakfast show, you have three unstable characters, okay, and you need to somehow complement their characters, and we use that through imaging, and we use a lot of talk-based elements. We cut out music, so something that I learned from this guy right next to me on my right, and another one who's not here, his name is Mike Ganye. It's called beat mixing, where you stay away from vocal elements of a particular song you want to use, but instead you use the beat elements of that song. So how you beat mix is you can take 3 to 4 songs, maximum 5, and you use them in a 30-second promo of a breakfast show. But that promo is content-based. So what you do is you want to create that pace. Now, that is one part, because it's for a breakfast show, and it has a lot of production elements into it when it comes to breakfast show promos. But you have a show, 9 to 12. There, it's a different story altogether, because understanding your audience, people are already sitting in the office, they're thinking about the next meeting, they are busy with their report, so on and so forth. So you don't want to be too overbearing in terms of what they hear. You want to be friendlier to the ear. And the easiest way to do that is have to have a drier voice. With you can work with compression, whichever way you want to look at, as long as you stay away from the flanger, please. You know, use any type of compression, because that bracket, that 9 to 12 bracket, is a bit more. It's slower. Let me just say it's slower. It's much more relaxed. No one needs to be woken up between 9 and 12. So you have to follow that type of approach. And same applies with 12 to 3, because you are working from an upward trajectory. You dropped it from 9 to 12. So now you need to pick it up. So you need to have that at the back of your head, that from 12, in terms of your feel, in terms of your sound, in terms of how you want to hit your listening patterns, you are on an upward trajectory. And at some point, I had to think as a programmer, where when it comes to you playing what, when, okay? You have to understand where are your highest peaks in terms of audiences. So, a simple example again with Mhlobo Wenene, every 15 minutes, the highest peak of audiences is between 5:02 and 5 past. Any hour, you have the highest peak in terms of audiences. So, meaning that anything that has to do with a thematic approach and the identity of the station, you schedule it after news. And then at the bottom of the hour, you have, excuse me, you have your news, your sport bulletins. So with that, with sport bulletins, then you when you move out of a sport bulletin, then how you hardwire your promos, that's where you will schedule your show promos, your show content-based promos, so that you separate the sound, because you don't want things to be cluttered in 15-minute brackets.
Okay. I also wanted to find out now, how responsive should stations be to what is maybe happening in news? For example, you mentioned a few years ago when Nelson Mandela passed away. I would imagine there had to be some imaging now to reflect that on a talk, on a power or mhlobo wenene. How quick are you when something really big does happen to quickly change or adapt your imaging to suit that specific event or that thing that is happening? Say it's a passing or something like that.
It goes with planning, Sorland. It goes with planning. For an example, by the time Utatu Mandela passed on, I think by that time, I had already been in the studio, okay? We already had our own plan in terms of how we are going to change the image of how, because now it's a news event. It's no longer solely a programming issue. Now it's a news event. So meaning the clocks which we had designed 6 months ago, so we had to cancel everything that was on the schedule because at Radio 2000 we were scheduling 14 days in advance. Okay. Now, as long as your clocks are fine, you can do up to 30, but we restricted it to 14. What then happened is we had to change the. I'm not sure if everyone is familiar with RCS. We then had to change the pass orders on the clocks and then reschedule from scratch. So the pre-planning goes a long way because, well, that was it was an event. We knew that the man is old. At some point, he will pass on. But it's advisable you have a news clock that will assist when anything that is newsworthy, if a statesman passes on, anything that will require you to change your scheduling structure, but just have that clock in existence.
Cool. Just to go back to when Tata passed, I was still at AGOA. So even then, when the news broke, there was already a plan that was set and prepared and ready. So obviously, one needs to make sure that the news is factual, and then the rollout kicks into gear. It changes, obviously, the morning show had to change its tune a bit as well to pay respect and cover some of the elements of the lives of the great man. So it also means that your radio station is in tune with what's happening outside. You're not just... we're going to carry on with our business as usual. So I think that also means that you in tune the community that you broadcast into can find confidence in what you broadcast and that you're not alone. But I think also it speaks to, especially for Primina Broadcasting now, we have an arm called EWN. There we spend a lot of time with them, pre-planning as well. They will come to us and say, look, for example, now with the elections, we had to work with them on creating a few podcasts, package new material for them that they could use should anything happen in terms of the election results. So those things were pre-planned. Obviously, in terms of announcements, the guys were broadcasting from Election Center. So from our side, we had to complement them with the imaging about what they wanted around the elections. And whatever story that breaks, we quickly get the journalists in. Either they will record offsite and then email it to us and our team will just package it quickly and have it ready for rollout. That could be mainly for 702 and 947 will capture it in the news during news bulletins.
I mean, like the two gentlemen have said, with us obviously being a core business being talk, the secret is every newsroom should always be ready. So we have pre-packages all the time. With former President Nelson Mandela, the difference was when he passed on, Power was only a month old. We just launched. Now, remember, brand new radio station, you don't have a lot of things and a lot of systems running. So what I did, and because when I left Power, I mean, when I left for Power, I'd just been with Prime Media, with where Hammond is. So I knew a few secrets. So before we launched Power, I started working on the actual package of former President Mandela's passing. So by package, what I mean is you start working on the actual imaging. So either, for an example, to be Nelson Mandela, 1918 to 2013. So if he doesn't pass in 2013, you change 2014. If it doesn't pass, 2015. So that's how it goes. And there'll be other elements, obviously, that the newsroom will bring in, you know, and you build a massive package. That's not only exclusive to state men, by the way. There's a lot of packages that we continuously on a daily basis work on. It could be political stalwarts. It could be sports stars. It could be musicians. I remember when Brahiu passed on, we did a documentary. We heard he was gravely ill, and when the news was confirmed, we started working on a documentary in the evening. The difference with what we do, and I suppose we have the luxury as a talk radio station, that we can deep in a lot of conversations and find these conversations, whether it's interviews that they've done previously with other platforms. A lot of this content lives on the net. So you would go and research and find a lot of this content. And some we also do ourselves. So we'd go either talk to his friends, talk to his family. So that's just how it goes. So to your earlier point, every newsroom must be prepared and geared. In other countries, unfortunately, it's frowned upon. There's a conversation I had with friends, with a friend about the former Zambian president, Kenneth Kaunda. See, he's very old. But unfortunately in Zambia, we were told, no, we don't do that. It's as if you're wishing for him to die, if you were to do that. So I don't know how in other countries, obviously, they do plan. In South Africa, we unfortunately have the flexibility to work on these things quietly.
Interesting. Very quickly, before we take questions from the audience, besides the stations you work for, which stations imaging you think, yeah, this one is the best? Not the ones you work for, please. we'll start with you.
That's a very difficult question.
Your boss is not
here. I mean, obviously, besides being a producer, I'm a radio listener. So often I listen not as a producer, but I listen like the most of us would listen to. So I think there's quite a number of stations that are doing very well. There's a few things that really irk me. I mean, I listen a lot to Hammond stations. So I listen mainly to 702. I think they've really got it to the T this time around. The fuse between the two voices across the board. I mean, I have a few concerns and things like I go, ooh. It's refreshing. It's different from what I was used to. Previously, I think also moving from an international voice to local voices now, it's a lot more different. The pronunciation of also the talent's names, you know, it's proper. Other stations that I listen to, I like Kaya, yes, as well in how they fuse the two voices as well. Sometimes to an extent I feel a little bit overdone. There could be a nice variety, but that stuff really, really sounds good. And also some few PBS radio stations. I love Lekwala Kwala. It is beautiful, really, really beautiful imaging that they use. Also Umhlobo Wenene, beautiful, beautiful imaging.
For me, there's Kiss FM, and then in America there is KFM down in Cape Town. KFM have it. They have it on point. There is 947. I prefer the morning, but after that it loses me. No offense.
No worries.
And then Umhlobo Wenene, obviously, and because I think understand, not because I work there or anything like that, but being Xhosa also, I think the fact that we have managed to articulate and communicate things that are Xhosa specific, and we're using imaging because it's non-traditional. It's always been known as, no, if you want to do a promo, do it as a live read. No, with specific pointing, you can achieve the same.
Cool. Locally, I think, if I'm not mistaken, a year and a half ago, it was East Coast. I enjoyed the imaging, and it's not because C is sitting next to me. It's Mhlobo as well, and also it's not because a friend of mine did the imaging. Mhlobo, I enjoyed a lot. I think it also because I was in PE and listening to the both stations. I mean, I listened to my work and my team's work a lot. That gives me perspective to go back into the office and say, listen, this is where we can improve on. But before I joined Prime Media, I used to listen to Power. I mean, even back when Lawrence was still on. The way, even the launch, how that voice cut through was just beautiful. Back in 2013, when they launched. So internationally, I listen to Capital, Kiss once in a while, but and Virgin Radio Dubai as well.
Okay. Cool. Can we now take questions for anybody who has questions for the panel here?
Good afternoon. My name is Mzwandile Nxumalo. I'm from BMH Radio. I produce the audio there and manage the station too. I just have one question when it comes to your style of production. How important is that when it comes, because I listen to a lot of radio also, and I find myself picking stuff, because we take our stuff from Benstown, the stutters and all our sound effects. So I wouldn't use the word cringe, but I would always pick up the starters. I know that. So how can you maintain your style and being authentic and also carry your signature within? Is that important in the first place? That's my question. Thank you.
Linda and I worked at Kai FM I think 10 years ago. And there were three production engineers. And what I took out from that is, if you want to create a specific sound and be consistent, create a template, right? Once you have a template, then you know you can always go back and refresh the template because you already have the foundation, as compared to starting from scratch every time. Then that's where the inconsistencies come in. So this is what I learned from him and Mac, where create a template, and then you know every 6 months seasons change. You go back to the template. You're changing a station voice, you go back to the template. Production elements. You know what your production elements are, you know what the structure is. So you know exactly where to pinpoint, instead of starting from scratch every time. So I think that is what I would advise you do. Maybe Ulinda might advise you differently, or Uhemen might advise you differently.
I mean, Sia touched on templates. That is key, yes, get the consistent sound across all your engineers. I work with three engineers, myself included, and the other one focuses more on commercials. Across the three of us, I can tell you when I'm listening to a promo, which engineer did that promo, because I can pick up his style. So, but that doesn't deviate from the overall sound of the station. Guys have room to fuse in their own style and creativity. We use the same production element, production library, Real World for 947. And even for 702, we're still playing around audio network. Fine, we could be changing it in the next month or two. So there as well, I know the pieces that we use for each brand come from the same library. That helps in terms of the feel, the rhythm, especially for 947. But yeah, you got to maintain it across, because one of the things that we have conversations a lot with programming is they will keep on briefing us whenever strategy change, whenever there's any developments that will impact on our work. So we keep communicating between the two departments. That is also key. Have that open communication with your clients, essentially, if I can put it that. Who are your managers?
All right. Good afternoon. My name is Katleho Lohodi. I'm a reporter for a news journalist, a reporter for Kaya FM News. Mine is on the issue of the audiences that you serve in terms of 702 and Power FM and Kaya FM, for instance. They'll be different in terms of the interviews and the voices that they would like to give the platform to their audiences. For instance, in the field, I found that more or less, or my experience has been that I'll be with an EWN journalist, and I'm a Kaya FM journalist, and we would give the person that we are interviewing the platform to speak in their voices, in their mother tongue, and it won't be a problem for us, so it won't be a challenge. But for someone who works for Jacaranda FM or for EWN, for instance, you'd find that they would ask for the person to speak English because their audiences would prefer for the person to be speaking English. In terms of programming and imaging, have you found that it is easy for you as engineers to actually cater for a market that more gives the voice to a vernacular audience? Or have you found that the distinction between having to produce elements that are for a certain audience?
Thank you. Can I quickly take one last question very briefly, and I ask that your responses be very quick as well. Is there anyone who has a question? Okay. Can you just answer that question then?
What we do consciously is we live in a very diverse country, and we'd like for our people to articulate themselves well in their own languages. So we don't restrict on that. As a matter of fact, what we did previously, we did a campaign for Human Rights Day, where we did a promotion for Human Rights Month, and we got people to talk about the Constitution in their own languages on an English medium radio station. So all 11 official languages, that's how we did it, and we got people to articulate themselves in their own native languages. And I think that's very important, in particular living in South Africa, because often we try to push people to yeah, it's all good and well for everyone's benefit that everybody gets to understand. But also, I think there's a beauty about it that you less expected, suppose, from the platforms that we work for mainly, that you'd hear Venek on those platforms, in particular when we do promotions. I mean, what we also do with news, I know when our journalists go on site, a lot of, including some of the insights that they would bring in, if people articulate them in their own official languages, we do not translate that. We let people speak, and I think it's quite important.
Okay. Very briefly, we are now out of time. In 30 seconds each, what would you say is the most proudest moment, or the one imaging you are really proud of as a station, or some promotion you've had on air that you've worked on or a part of? You can just say, this one is really my best work yet. I'm really proud of what me and my team have worked on this. We'll start with you, Herman, and quickly.
30 seconds. I'll start with a beat now. Jeez. I don't want to fall on the awards, but I mean, it's, I'd say it's 702, the last 6 months that I've been there, to be able to join a team and still be able to contribute to something that the team has been looking forward to. Okay. It's broad, it's promos, it's imaging, news pieces for EWN. It's not just your liners. It's that involved a lot of tools.
Okay. And I think more so because they beat us this year at the Radio Awards. So after what, 4 years, 5 years? Jeez. So yeah. I think from my side is. It's very difficult for a producer really to pinpoint one work that you're proud of. I think every day is a new day. My approach is you're just as good as your last promo. So every time you come into the studio, you come with a fresh approach. It has to be the best work every day. But I think single-handedly pick on one promotion that we did. Early this year, we launched a campaign called 25 Years of Democracy. We were the first radio station to launch it in the country, and everybody followed suit. And I'm quite proud of that because we took a big risk also to go and reflect the last 25 years of South Africa as we know it as a democratic country. So a lot of other guys obviously came in to do it, but I think if I had to pick one moment, it will be that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a difficult one. But for me, joining Umhlobo Wenene and the expectation and what we achieved as a team, and pulling through 2 Station of the Year awards in 3 years, and the amount of content, imaging being part of content, the amount of content that we achieved as a programming team, that was a proud moment for me. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for your time. It is now time for lunch. You can continue the conversation on Twitter. We are hashtag RTA19 and hashtag the power of 10. Yes. Thank you so much.